I want to hear from anyone also who parked their car at Melbourne Airport in the past week or so. You could be caught in the middle of something as well, just a complete stuff-up with the ticketing system. Now, Kathy sent us through an email, as you can, any time of day, any time of night, nmitchell@3aw.com.au. Now, Kathy was picking up her son at Melbourne Airport Thursday last week, April 8, and she reckons she was overcharged for parking, and she thinks she might have the reason why. Hello, Kathy.
G'day, Tony.
Well, what do you think? Why?
Well, as you said, I went to pick my son up last Thursday evening from the airport, and when I went to enter parking, I realised it's changed since I was last there. You can't actually get into the parking area without tapping a credit card. I did that, entered, parked, went to pick my son up. We had to wait. The plane was on time. We had to wait a while for the luggage, about 20 minutes, but anyway, that all happened and we went, picked the car up. My son was driving as we left and I gave him my credit card to tap and a little docket was printed out as we were leaving. He looked at the docket and said $30. I nearly hit the roof because I knew we hadn't been there an hour and normally it costs about $14. Anyway, he gave me the ticket and when I got home, I was going to throw it away, but I looked, started to look at it and realised the time was wrong. They charged us an extra hour. And I believe the reason was that the entry tolls have been readjusted for the end of daylight saving, but I don't believe they've been readjusted for the end tolls have been readjusted for the end of daylight saving, which to my mind means that thousands of people, not just me, could have been charged an extra hour between daylight saving ending and the 8th, and maybe it's still going on today.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've put on the back of your email, we've put a call through to the management at Melbourne Airport who are pretty good on these sort of matters. So they're looking into it. But look, I mean, you've sort of opened a can of worms there because I'd love to hear from anyone else that has been stung in a similar fashion. I mean, we all get stung when it comes to car parking at Melbourne Airport, but when you get hit with an extra hour, and it might just be for the reason that you're outlining there, Kathy, about a mix-up with daylight saving and their computer system, which seems to be, I mean, I haven't been to the airport for a long time, but I don't know how long this new system's been in place. So there's no way you could have extended beyond that hour.
No. I was, as the little docket shows, I was there at about 5 to 7. The plane was in on time at 20 past. We waited about probably 15 to 20 minutes for the luggage, straight to the airport. I was parked near the lift and straight out. And we were home by, because I live near the airport, we were home, having dinner by about 8:30. So no.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So. Well. According to them, you were still in the car park at 8:30, and you were home having dinner. So. All right. Look, we will get to the bottom of it, and that will be sooner rather than later. As I say, Melbourne Airport's pretty good in these situations. But if anyone else has actually been stung in a similar fashion, by all means, share your story. Kathy, thank you very much for that. And as I said, we'll have an answer for you by midday, I'm sure.